Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the play-in tournament, also get you ready for this year's NBA playoffs, and so much more. So stay tuned. We've got a fun show, so sit back, relax, and enjoy. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the NBA play-in tournament. Now, I have to admit, when the league first started doing the tournament, I was not a fan of it at first. But as time has gone on, I'm becoming more and more of a fan of it. I'm still a little bit on the old school side, whereas, you know, no load management is necessary. And you have to play the 82 games in order to earn your playoff spots or playoff seeds, I should say, whether it be 1 through 8. However, I understand what the league is trying to do. They're trying to get those ratings up. And the play-in tournament, again, is something that has grown on me and is continuing to grow on me. And we had some exciting matchups and some exciting matchups in the play-in tournament. I want to start off on the Western Conference side. We had the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. That game was played at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. And it was a tough go. And the Pelicans, they had it for a minute up until less than 3 minutes left in the game. Pelicans forward Zion Williamson gets hurt. At first, they said it was leg soreness, which we later find out that it's a hamstring injury. We'll get more into that a little bit later. And things just was never the same for the Pelicans. They had a comfortable lead. Zion gets hurt. The Lakers take advantage with their experience, their veteran leadership playoff experience. LeBron James continued to do what LeBron does best. Anthony Davis, he had his moments as well. Big shots by D'Angelo Russell. Defense came through towards the end of the game, and that's what happened. So the Lakers would go on to beat the Pelicans 110-106. And then in the other play-in game in the Western Conference, this was between the Sacramento Kings going up against the Golden State Warriors. Sacramento had their way the whole time. The Warriors never had a chance. Sacramento would win 118-94. So with those play-in games, the Pelicans and the Lakers were battling for the seventh seed. The Lakers would win that game, so the Lakers would get the seventh seed and would take on the Denver Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs. As for the Pelicans, they would play the winner out of the Kings-Warriors game. Sacramento wins. Golden State is eliminated. So now we had the game for the number 8 seed between the Pelicans and the Kings. New Orleans would win 105-98. So Sacramento is eliminated and New Orleans gets the 8 seed. So they'll play the number 1 seed Oklahoma City Thunder in the first round. So we have our two seeds in the final seeds, I should say, in the Western Conference for the play-in tournament. The Los Angeles Lakers get the number 7 seed, and the New Orleans Pelicans get the number 8 seed. Let's move over now to the Eastern Conference, the play-in tournament with the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. You talk about a dogfight. You talk about a bar fight. The winner gets the 7th seed. The loser would play the winner out of the Chicago and Atlanta game. Close game, Joel Embiid was effective, but Nicholas Batum, he really showed up in this one. 76ers beat the Heat 105-104. And in the other play-in game between the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks, never close. Chicago had their way with the Hawks from start to finish. Bulls would win 131-116. So Atlanta is eliminated. Philadelphia gets the 7th seed. They'll play the New York Knicks in the first round. So we had the battle for the 8th seed between Miami and Chicago. Game was never close. The Heat had their way from start to finish. No Jimmy Butler in this game. Suffered a knee injury in the game against the 76ers, but you had other players that stepped up like Jaime Jaquez and Tyler Hero, just to name a few. And they had their way with the Bulls. Miami would win 112-91. So Chicago is eliminated, and now we have our final seeds complete in the Eastern Conference. The 7th seed belongs to Philadelphia. They'll play the Knicks in the first round. In Miami, they'll play the Boston Celtics in the first round. Boston is the number one seed. You know about the Celtics and the Heat, right? Need I say more? That rivalry is something else. And then also, too, Sixers-Knicks. Need we say more about that rivalry, right? So that was the results from the 2024 NBA play-in tournament. My next storyline is going to be Team USA. So this week, the United States Olympic Committee, well, actually the United States Men's National Basketball Olympic Committee released the team, the roster for the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. And this is a great one. We have Bam Adebayo, Devin Booker, Stephen Curry, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, Drew Holiday, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, and Jason Tatum. This is a solid team. Specifically, the reason why I say it's solid, because not only do you have Kevin Durant on the team, but you have Steph and LeBron together on the same team. This is interesting. You have to remember, LeBron has not played or has not been featured on an Olympic team. His last Olympics was 2012 in London. Of course, that was the last Olympics for the Black Mamba himself. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. And this is Steph Curry's first Olympic team. Now, Steph and LeBron were supposed to play together in the 2016 games in Rio and in 2020. In Tokyo, but of course, 2016, there was the Zika virus epidemic that was taking place during that time in Brazil, and then LeBron withdrew and decided not to play. Steph, as a result of that, Steph was injured during that. It was injured, and as a result of that, he declined to. Of course, he wasn't able to play due to injury. 2020, of course, there was the COVID pandemic that had taken place, and both gentlemen decided not to go to Tokyo. They withdrew. And so that was the deal on that. But good things come to those who wait. And in 2024, we're going to get Steph Curry and LeBron James together on in an Olympic team, their first together. And this is going to be LeBron's fourth Olympics, 2004 in Athens, 2008 in Beijing as a part of the Redeem Team, 2012 in London. And now we're going to see him in 2024. In Paris. And of course, as I stated earlier, this is Steph Curry's first Olympic team. Bam Adebayo, he's been through this before. He was on the team in 2020 in Tokyo. He knows what the deal is with the Olympics. Devin Booker, again, Devin returns. This is his second one. Again, he was on the team in Tokyo. Also, Anthony Davis was supposed to be on the team in 2020 in Tokyo. He was injured, but he was on the team in 2012. So this is going to be his second Olympics. So, you know, Anthony Davis, when he's healthy, he's one of the best in the NBA and certainly somebody that can get the job done, not just scoring, but also defensively. Kevin Durant, listen, we know about KD, right? Kevin, first Olympics, 2012, did his thing. Was effective in London, and then, of course, he returned in 2016, and then, of course, 2020, the last one in Tokyo. So Kevin Durant, you know, he's used to this Olympics. He knows what it's all about. Anthony Edwards, this is his first one. Big ups to Anthony, one of the rising stars in the NBA. Joel Embiid, this is going to be his first Olympics as well, representing Team USA. Tyrese Halliburton, this is going to be his first Olympics as well. Drew Holiday, again, no stranger to the company of Olympics, so to speak. This is going to be his second one. His first one was in the last Olympics in 2020 in Tokyo, and now Drew is coming back, and certainly Drew's one of those veterans highly respected in the league. Also, I stated LeBron earlier. LeBron, this is not his first rodeo. Kawhi Leonard. I'm really excited to see Kawhi Leonard on the team. This is going to be his first Olympics, and certainly Kawhi, somebody that's definitely deserving of this. Similar to Anthony Davis, when he's healthy, he's one of the best in the NBA, and certainly they call him the Claw, right, because of his defense. And Kawhi, mid-range jumper, everything you would want in a player, Kawhi's got that. So this is going to be his first Olympics. Jason Tatum, Again, this is his second Olympics. His last Olympics was in Tokyo in 2020, and now he returns. And certainly, Jason, one of the rising stars, one of these stars in the NBA, and is going to, and if not a superstar, on the verge of becoming a superstar. And certainly, Jason Tatum doing his thing as the in his second Olympic team, representing Team USA. So the head coach of the Team USA is Steve Kerr, and the assistants are Mark Few. Of course, Mark is the gentleman that's the head coach at Gonzaga University, and Tyronn Lue. Tyronn Lue is also one of the assistants, currently the head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers, and Eric Spoelstra, who is currently the head coach of the Miami Heat. And of course, the head coach, as I stated earlier, Steve Kerr, who's the head coach for the Golden State Warriors. So as I stated earlier, this 2024 team is stacked. 2020 was decent, was solid. 2016 was a solid team as well. But I think this is roster talent wise, this is the best team since Redeem Team 2008 in Beijing and 2012 in London. I mean, you look at this roster for 2024, Adebayo, Booker, Steph, AD, Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Halliburton, Drew Holiday, Kawhi, Jason Tatum, and of course, LeBron. I mean, you know, that the stars are definitely aligning, and the star power is definitely there for 2024. Now 2008 was a different animal. Redeem Team, right? Kobe, LeBron, Chris Paul, Melo, Jason Kidd, and Dwayne Wade, and so on and so forth. Then 2012 was Kobe and LeBron rerunning it again. And then, of course, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, Melo, and so on and so forth. But talent-wise, as I stated earlier, I think 2024 is just as good as 2008 Beijing and 2012 in London. But again, congratulations to the gentlemen that have made the 2024 United States men's Olympic basketball team, and they'll be ready for the Summer Olympics in Paris. And for my last storyline, it's going to be about Nate Robinson. When I think of Nate Robinson, I think of someone that definitely defied the odds. When you think of some of the great little big men that have played in the NBA, you think of the likes of Muggsy Bogues, Spud Webb, Michael Adams, just to name a few. Well, also, you could put Nate Robinson in the mix as well. Currently, the only three-time slam dunk contest champion in NBA history. Somebody that was adored during his time playing with the New York Knicks. He also played with other teams such as the Celtics, the Thunder, the Warriors, Bulls, Nuggets, also the Clippers and the Pelicans during his NBA career. But he's most known for his years playing with the New York Knicks. And as I stated earlier, during his time with the Knicks, was just loved and adored by Knicks fans, being a little big man, being a guy that played above the rim. And as I stated earlier, he is the only three-time slam dunk contest champion in NBA history. And with all that he has done, I mean, with all that Nate has done, dazzling crowds from coast to coast, city to city, putting smiles on people's faces, Nate has definitely been just a pioneer, just in terms of not just in terms of bringing play with little big men, but just bringing awareness to how you could play above the rim despite being a shorter height. Well, recently, Nate revealed some devastating news, and it's that in 2 years ago, he revealed that he had been battling renal disease, which is a disease that affects your kidneys. Well, recently, he had mentioned to media outlets that his renal failure had advanced to the point where he feels that he doesn't have long to live without a new kidney. And this is truly sad because, you know, we see our athletes or we see people from various walks of life and we see them as Superman or Superwoman and this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, they're human just like us. And certainly Nate has come out and said that he's been battling this issue with his kidneys. And then recently he said that it's so bad to the point where he doesn't have long to live. He's he's asking for, he's needing a new kidney, and this is just tough, man. This is really tough for someone to go through like this, especially somebody that we cheered for, we rooted for, somebody that put smiles on our faces and brought joy to our lives as well. And it's very tough. And also highlights, lets us know that make sure we got to stay on top of our game the best that we can in terms of being healthy and just making sure we're dotting the I's and crossing our T's when it comes to health, because it is true, health is wealth. And definitely I'm praying for him, and definitely anybody that's listening to this show, we're definitely praying for Nate. And certainly, man, it's a tough go for him to have to go through this health issue. And I'm hoping and praying that maybe somebody in the NBA community or the college ranks or whomever can help him out and can give him the right match so he can get a new kidney. But man, that's a tough ordeal right there. And we're definitely rooting for him and praying for Nate that he can bounce back from this and get over this obstacle with his health. All right, so more NBA news to pass along to you now. Blake Griffin, yeah, remember him? I mentioned about Nate Robinson being one of those high flyers in the NBA. Well, Blake Griffin, you know about his playing style, right? Playing above the rim, somebody that would just, I mean, he was a daredevil in his own right. Well, during the week, he officially announced his retirement. That's right. You know about Blake being the number one overall pick in the 2009 NBA draft. Did not play that 09, that 20, that 2009-2010 season because due to being injured. The following year, in an amazing rookie year, so amazing, he followed up by that rookie year, he would win the slam dunk contest. And hey, he had some great years. His prime years were with the Los Angeles Clippers. Remember Lob City with him, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, just to name a few. And of course, he made an all-star team with the Clippers from 2011 to 2015. And then he was wind up going over to the Detroit Pistons. He made an all-star team with the Detroit Pistons, and then he played a season with the Brooklyn Nets, and then he played a season with the Boston Celtics before announcing his retirement. So Blake Griffin, six-time NBA all-star, three-time all-NBA second team, two-time all-NBA third team, of course, was an NBA Rookie of the Year. And if you knew about Blake's playing style, he played above the rim. The guy was just, I mean, his dunks were so amazing. His dunks were, you know, pictures. His dunks were so amazing. It could be pictures that were on. There were pictures that could be on trading cards, basketball cards, man. That's how impressive he was. And especially during the peak of his career when he was with the Clippers and Lob City with the likes of Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan, man, it was like must-see TV. But congratulations to Blake Griffin on a solid NBA career. And I know he's going to do great things when in his post-NBA career. The NBA has banned Jonte Porter for life. Jonte Porter, this past season, he played for the Toronto Raptors, and Jonte was banned by the NBA for life due to participating in gambling. Of course, if you know about the NBA and its policy, the players are not allowed to be involved in gambling or sports betting. Well, this is an investigation that took place back in March when the NBA had opened an investigation with reports of Porter being involved in multiple instances of betting irregularities over the past several months. Long story short, the investigation concluded that the NBA had said that Porter had disclosed confidential information about his health to a known sports bettor. And also as a result of that, not only with that part of the investigation, but also Porter had accounts under his friend's name that was allowing him to bet on games. And as a result of that, 13 bets were placed on NBA games using another person's account. So his wages totaled $54,000 over that period from January through March of 2024. And he only won over $22,000 in winnings. And as a result of his being associated with gambling on betting on games, the NBA has banned him for life, making him the first active player to be banned from the league since Jack Malinas in 1954. You know, let me be the first to say about this. If, you know, if you're an employee of a company and you know the rules, you have to abide by them, whether you like them or not, whether we like them or not. The rules are the rules, and they're there for a reason. And Jonte, I'm sure he knew the rules and thinking he wasn't going to get away with it, but this is terrible. And now he's banned from the NBA for life. He won't be able to ever again play for the NBA due to his situation with betting and being involved in sports betting and gambling on games. Now, this is a strange situation because the NBA has deals with other sports betting companies. I'm not going to say any of those names, but the league has been making a lot of money off of this. So this is very interesting right here. I understand, you know, Jonte, and again, as I stated earlier, he's an employee of the company, and you have to know the rules, and when you don't follow protocol, this is what happens. But it's just strange to me because the NBA has struck major deals with sports betting organizations for quite a while, and that money has continued to increase. So I don't know. It's a strange situation on that, but bad break for Jonte Porter again this week, being banned for life from the NBA and its associated leagues for participating in gambling and sports betting. All right, so one of my favorite times, not just in sports, but one of my favorite times of the year is the NBA playoffs. In the 2024 NBA playoffs, man, we've got some exciting first-round matchups. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. We have the number one seed Boston Celtics going up against the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler hurt his knee in the play-in game against the Philadelphia 76ers. He's expected to miss several weeks. That's going to be a downer for Miami. However, when you have Tyler Hero, when you have Kevin Love, when you have Jaime Jaquez, when you have Bam Adebayo, listen, it's going to be a bar fight with the Miami Heat going up against the Boston Celtics, the team that had the best record in the NBA during the regular season. Head coach Joe Mazzulla should really be considered for this year's Coach of the Year honors. And when you have JB, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Kristaps Porzingis, Drew Holiday, Peyton Pritchard, just to name a few. I mean, what can go wrong, right? I mean, the Celtics, they've been consistent all season long from start to finish, and I think they're going to continue to be consistent in this series. But however, I think Miami's got a lot of fight. I think this is going to be a very long series, but I like Boston to win in seven. My next, matchup that we have is a really good one between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic. First for the Magic, Jamal Mosley definitely deserves consideration for Coach of the Year honors. Jamal Mosley's done a great job with a young squad with the likes of a Jalen Suggs, also a Franz Wagner. And then you have Paolo Banchero, who is just a rising star in the NBA. And then the Cleveland Cavaliers, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, also Darius Garland, of course, Spider, right? Donovan Mitchell. So the Cavaliers and the Magic, Orlando, this is going to be a litmus test for them. They're young, they're inexperienced, they're going to get their feet wet in this series. I think they're going to challenge Cleveland, but in the end, I like Cleveland to win in six. The next series is going to be the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Indiana Pacers. Milwaukee, it's been a roller coaster of a regular season for them. Adrian Griffin was the head coach most of the first half of the year. The team was over 500, but there was just no chemistry there. So out goes Adrian Griffin. In comes Doc Rivers, and let's just say it's just been up and down, AC Ducey, really the rest of the way. Damian Lillard, there's been issues with him. He's been having personal issues. He's just not really, there's been reports that say he's just not really feeling Milwaukee, and rightfully so, because that's not the team that he wanted to play for initially. But this could be maybe a one and done situation for him in Milwaukee. Chris Middleton's battled his injuries much of the year. Brooke Lopez has been solid. Bobby Portis has been solid. Pat Connaughton, he's been steady as well. And, Giannis suffered a calf strain. He's expected to miss some time in this series. If the series goes longer, he should be back in time, maybe if the series goes a game six or a game seven. As for the Indiana Pacers, hey, Tyrese Haliburton, what can you say about him? Made the Olympic team and just having a phenomenal year this year. And Tyrese's coming out party was this year's mid-season tournament. The in-season tournament was really his calling card this year. And that's what we got to know, not just about the Indiana Pacers, but most importantly about Tyrese Haliburton. And when you have I mentioned earlier about Tyrese doing his thing in the in-season tournament. Miles Turner playing great defense, doing what he did best all season long, and he's looking to continue that momentum as well. So this is going to be I think this is going to go to distance. I like this in seven. I'm going to go with the Pacers in seven. I like the Pacers in seven. And the last series in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs, the New York Knicks going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. For Philly, big win in the play-in game over the Miami Heat. Joel Embiid, he missed 30 games during the regular season with the meniscus in his knee. If you watch that play-in game against Miami, he looked out of shape, not out of shape, but his stamina and his conditioning was not there. Tyrese Maxey, no worries about him. Nicholas Batum, hopefully he can continue that consistency in this series. They're going to need a lot of Tobias Harris in this series. And Philly is solid, but man, the New York Knicks. Wow, what a year it's been for the New York Knicks. Julius Randle done for the year with a shoulder injury. No Julius, no problem. You got Jalen Brunson, who I think is going to be an MVP candidate. He won't win it, but he definitely should deserve some consideration for this year's league MVP honors. You've got Jalen Brunson, who has willed his team, and not just Jalen Brunson, but the supporting cast with Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo. Also, Mitchell Robinson comes in with his defense. The Knicks are riding a high right now. And I'll tell you one thing, with them being the number two seed, it's electric. It's one thing when you have Los Angeles winning in the NBA, but when you have LA and New York in the mix, it always adds something special. And plus, with the other medium-sized market teams, it's definitely going to be interesting. So, Knicks and 76ers, you know this rivalry. It dates back so many decades. I like New York to win it in six. Let's move over now to the Western Conference Finals, the Western Conference first round matchups. We have the Oklahoma City Thunder, the number one seed, going up against the New Orleans Pelicans, the eight seed. First, for the Pelicans, they lost a tough play-in game against the Lakers. They were able to bounce back and win the elimination game against the Sacramento Kings to take the eight seed. So for the Pelicans, no Zion Williamson, but they've got talent, and it's very underrated. Brandon Ingram, Herb Jones, and Jose Alvarado are two of the most probably underrated defenders in the league. Jonas Valanciunas is a solid offensive big man. Trey Murphy plays above the rim, but he can also shoot three-pointers as well. So they're going up against the number one seed Oklahoma City Thunder. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a rising star in the NBA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams and company, Lou Dort, OKC, man, they deserve that number one seed. And we're seeing kind of like the balance starting to shift a little bit. People thought Denver would have the number one seed. People thought that the Lakers were going to get it. There was a time when Minnesota was going to have it. The Pelicans had a shot at it, but the Oklahoma City Thunder currently are the number one seed in this matchup. This is going to go seven. A lot of people may disagree with me when I say this, but I like New Orleans in seven. I really think this is going to go seven. I like the Pelicans to win this one in seven. All right, we have the Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Dallas Mavericks. The Clippers are the fourth seed and the Mavericks are the fifth seed. So for the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, when he's healthy, he's one of the best. But we'll see how his health holds up in terms of his knees. Paul George, he's got to bring it. Russell Westbrook, he's got to bring it. Ivica Zubac, you know he's got to bring it as well. For the Dallas Mavericks, they've been one of the hottest teams during the second half of the season. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, they are putting it together. Daniel Gafford's been shooting well from the field. So, listen, anybody can win this series. Any team could take this. This is so talented. It's not just Eastern Conference, but the Western Conference is just talented as a whole. So with that being said, I think the Clippers are going to win this one in seven. The next series we have is the third seed Minnesota Timberwolves going up against the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix is the sixth seed. Now with Phoenix, Kevin Durant at the peak of his powers right now, solid year for him, made the Olympic team. Also, Devin Booker made the Olympic team this year as well. Bradley Beal, somebody that he really got going late in the season, somebody that had to find his rhythm, find his groove, but he started to get it together towards the end of the regular season. As for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, a rising star in the league, has the potential to be one of the faces of the NBA, maybe the face of the league. Made this year's Olympic team, deserving for him. And about Rudy Gobert, one of the best defenders in the league. And then Karl Anthony Towns is going to be expected to return from his injury after suffering some problems with his knee. Again, this is another series that's going to go to distance. I like Minnesota in seven. And we have the last first round matchup in the Western Conference. The number two seed Denver Nuggets going up against the Los Angeles Lakers, who are the seventh seed. For the Lakers, they earned that seventh seed beating New Orleans in the play-in game. So that gave LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and company enough time to rest and head out to the Rocky Mountain City to take on the defending champion Denver Nuggets. What can you say about Denver, right? Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Christian Brown, Peyton Watson, a.k.a. Peyton Swatson, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, just to name a few. Oh, and of course, they got this guy from Serbia. He's a two-time league MVP. His name is Nikola Jokic, right? He's still good. He's still on top of his game. Denver could have been the number one seed. It could have been Minnesota. Oklahoma City got the number one seed. But I don't think Denver is really worried about where their seeding is. They're worried more so about getting the job done and trying to repeat as champs for the first time since the Golden State Warriors did it in the late 2010s. This is going to be in an intense series. Anthony Davis wanted the smoke back in September, wanted the rematch. He said him and Bron are not losing any sleep. And we're going to find out because, you know, hey, Denver, Jokic and the crew, they've been just consistent all year long. This is going to be a long series. I like Denver to win it in seven. So again, my first round playoff matchup picks are, I like Boston to beat Miami in seven. I like Cleveland to beat Orlando in six. I like Indiana to beat Milwaukee in seven. And I like New York to beat Philly in six. On the Western Conference side, I like New Orleans to beat Oklahoma City in seven. I like the Clippers to beat Dallas in seven. I like Minnesota to beat Phoenix in seven. And I like Denver to beat the Lakers in seven. All right, before we head on out of here, I want to give you the final look at the league leaders for the 2023-2024 NBA regular season. Let's start off with points per game. Luka Doncic was the leading scorer during this year's regular season from the Dallas Mavericks. He averaged almost 34 points per game. Coming in at number two, Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number three, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from the Oklahoma City Thunder. At number four, Jalen Brunson from the New York Knicks. And at number five, Kevin Durant from the Phoenix Suns. The next category that we have is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one, representing the Sacramento Kings, Domantas Sabonis. He averaged almost 14 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two, Rudy Gobert from the Minnesota Timberwolves. At number three, Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers. At number four, Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And at number five, Jalen Duren from the Detroit Pistons. Next category is going to be field goal percentage. At number one, Daniel Gafford from the Dallas Mavericks. He shot 72% from the field. Followed at number two, Rudy Gobert. At number three, from the Los Angeles Clippers, Ivica Zubac. At number four, Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at number five, Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. Next category is assists. At number one, Tyrese Halliburton from the Indiana Pacers. He averaged over 11 assists per game. At number two, Luka Doncic. At number three, Nikola Jokic. At number four, representing the Los Angeles Clippers, James Harden. And at number five, from the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James. Next category is going to be steals per game. At number one, from the Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox. At number two, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. At number three, from the Portland Trail Blazers, Matisse Thybulle. At number four, from the Chicago Bulls, Alex Caruso. And at number five, Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category is going to be blocks per game. What a solid rookie campaign for this young man representing the San Antonio Spurs, Victor Wembanyama. He averaged over 3 blocks per game. At number two, Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz. At number three, Brook Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks. At number four, Anthony Davis. And at number five, from the Oklahoma City Thunder, Chet Holmgren. The next category is free throw percentage. At number one, from the Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson. At number two, the other Splash brother, his teammate, Stephen Curry. At number three, from the Atlanta Hawks, Bogdan Bogdanovic. From at number four, from the Milwaukee Bucks, Damian Lillard. And at number five, Anfernee Simons from the Portland Trail Blazers. The next category is going to be three-point percentage. At number one, from the Phoenix Suns, Grayson Allen. He shot 46% from three-point range. At number two, Luke Kennard from the Memphis Grizzlies. At number three, Mike Conley from the Minnesota Timberwolves. At number four, Garrison Matthews from the Atlanta Hawks. And at number five, Norman Powell from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category is three-point field goals made. At number one, from the Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry. At number two, Luka Doncic. At number three, representing the New York Knicks, Dante DiVincenzo. At number four, Klay Thompson. And at number five, from the Los Angeles Clippers, Paul George. And then finally, minutes played. At number one, from the Chicago Bulls, DeMar DeRozan. He averaged almost 38 minutes a game during this regular season. Tied for second, Luka Doncic, and representing the Philadelphia 76ers, Tyrese Maxey. They both averaged 37.5 minutes per game. Coming in at number four, Miles Bridges from the Charlotte Hornets. And at number five, Kevin Durant. And that's your final look at the league leaders during this regular season, during the 2023-2024 regular season. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, you take care, and enjoy the playoffs.
Now you can save on Cox Internet by adding Cox Mobile, so you can do everything you want, everywhere you want. Stream the big game with fiber-powered speeds at home, or capture it courtside on your phone with unbeatable 5G reliability on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Learn how at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be present in Louisiana. Select parishes only. Licensee partner Amelia Belle Casino. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be present in Louisiana. Select parishes only. Licensee partner Amelia Belle Casino. Terms and conditions apply. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be present in Louisiana. Select parishes only. Licensee partner Amelia Belle Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
Now you can save on Cox Internet by adding Cox Mobile, so you can do everything you want, everywhere you want. Stream the big game with fiber-powered speeds at home, or capture it courtside on your phone with unbeatable 5G reliability on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Learn how at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply. At Cox Mobile, we know you're smart. You make coffee ice cubes for your cold brew. You also added Cox Mobile, so you can save on your Cox Internet. So smart. Cox Mobile. Cox postpaid internet required. Prices exclude taxes, device activation, and other fees and charges, which are subject to change. Other terms and conditions apply. Learn more at cox.com/mobile.